Hi everyone, I am Gülden from Türkiye. I hope you enjoy everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 137 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I'm going to teach you today is stick to your guns. Stick to your guns. That's stick, S-T-I-C-K, to, T-O, your, Y-O-U-R, guns, G-U-N-S, stick to your guns. What does it mean to stick to your guns? To stick to your guns means to refuse to change your attitude or your opinion or your position, even if other people think that you should change. It means to keep doing what you think is appropriate, even if other people disagree or criticize you. Even though stick to your guns has guns in it, to me it does not sound violent or dangerous. No, to me, the expression sounds very positive. When I think about somebody sticking to their guns, I think of somebody being courageous and continuing to do what they think is right, even though other people disagree. Even though other people might be encouraging them to change their mind or to change what they're doing or how they're doing it. Here's an example of the phrase, stick to your guns, used in a sentence. She has some strange ideas about the best way to run her business, but even though many people disagree, she always sticks to her guns, and things usually work out well. So in that example, the situation is one where somebody has unusual ideas. Many people disagree with her unusual ideas, but she does not let that change her mind. She sticks to her guns. She keeps doing what she thinks is right, and it usually works out for her. That is stick to your guns. I think this is a good and useful expression, and maybe you will find a place to use it soon. And that is the end of episode 137 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Gul'dan recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.